NFR Extra, we're going to take you behind the scenes in a way you've never heard before. Every 2 weeks, you're going to hear personal conversations with the icons and personalities that make up the world's richest and most prestigious rodeo. NFR Extra. All dirt, all rodeo, all year.
Episode 18, NFR Extra. I am your host, Nevada Caldwell.
And this is Rockin' Robbie Hodges, Wrangler National Finals Barrel Man.
This episode, I mean, we're taking this to all the way to the south of the Las Vegas Strip.
However, the home of the Cowboys.
True. True story. We're talking about South Point Hotel and Casino. We're speaking with the GM, Ryan Growney. Man, was this loaded with Ryan Growney.
It was. Talk about history and knowing his stuff about the old, you know, out at the Gold Coast and everything. What a great deal.
Ryan doesn't miss a beat.
No. He almost ran out of words one time, but he went back and got him some more over there.
Well, enjoy this episode. And remember, wherever you listen to the NFR Extra podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google, just make sure to hit that subscribe button.
Hi, I'm world champion Jacob Scrawley, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
This is Brylan Bentley covering the Rodeo News of the Week.
PRCA stat of the week, $224,000 is the amount of money earned by Rider Wright during the 2019 PRCA regular season, which is a record for Saddle Bronc.
That's a lot of money to be heading to the NFR.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Prairie Circuit's Cole Bailey earned his second trip in the tight-on roping to the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo in Kissimmee, Florida. Is it Kissimmee?
I can never say that name. Kissimmee. Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
Pendleton Whiskey Letterbuck, stock of the year, unveiled in the number one position. Killer Bee, Butler, Sun and Rodeos. Get Smart, Northcott,
Maxa,
Hot and Ready, Harper and Morgan Rodeo. Our Wrangler NFR Barrelman is John Harrison. Pickup Man, Sean Too Tall Calhoun and Matt Twitchell.
Need those guys.
Bullfighters, Dusty Technis, Cody Webster, and a new one, Evan Allred.
That's an MVP group right there.
I can't wait to watch them work.
I agree.
The Justin Cowie Crisis Fund will have its silent auction December 3rd and 4th at the South Point Hotel and Casino Exhibit Hall. It will be December 3rd from 12:30 to 4 p.m. and December 4th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. with the auction ending and checkout beginning at 3 p.m. All proceeds benefit the Justin Cowie Crisis Fund.
Hey, I think we're talking to somebody that knows a little couple things about South Point that's on this episode, right?
Just a couple things.
A few.
Cowboy Christmas will now have a new food court upstairs called Bites and Brews, presented by Total Feed, located on the second floor of the convention hall, down from the Junior World Finals Boulevard.
You'll know where to find me just about every day during Cowboy Christmas.
Right next to Santa Claus from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily, next to Bites and Brews. Congrats to our top 10 bareback riders, Ty Brewer, Tilden Hooper, Stephen Dent, Richmond Champion, Oren Larson, Jake Brown, Clayton Bigelow, a Nevada man, Trenton Montero, Tim O'Connell, Taylor Broussard, Tanner Oss, Casey Field, Clint Lay, and Austin Foss.
There's a couple guys that are in here that, you know, I know there's 15, but there are two that are going to be gunning after each other. And they've been the world champs probably the past 7-8 years. And that's Casey Field and Tim O'Connell. Tim's climbed right back in this thing, and man, he didn't start rodeo until I think June?
Somewhere right
maybe
there,
around
yeah.
That time. Now he's here. Man, it's going to be a good rodeo.
It's going to be a good one.
The top 35 Las Vegas most memorable National Finals Rodeo moments. 1985 marked the beginning of a new era at the National Finals Rodeo, and it also ushered in a new dynasty in team roping. The dream team of Jake Barnes and Clay O'Brien Cooper won their first of 7 world championships in 1985.
These men have gone out in great style with a 5-2.
Barnes and Cooper also won their first NFR average title that same year. They would strike again for average wins in 1994 and 2007. On their way to that average in 1994, Jake and Clay roped 10 head in a record-setting 59.1 seconds. It's a record that, so far, has withstood the test of time. It still stands today. With a combined 56 NFR qualifications between the two, Clay's 29 and Jake's 27, it ranks them second and third all-time in the NFR team roping appearances category, trailing only Alan Bach. Throughout their career, Barnes and Cooper have been a part of an astounding 60 NFR go-around wins. Jake and Clay were inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in 1997.
Howdy, I'm Bob Tallman, and this is NFR Extra.
All right, Robbie, here we are.
Here it is.
Another special guest. We're getting closer to the NFR, aren't we? Definitely we're talking to this guy.
Yeah, when you get this guy in there, you know it's going to be good.
We got GM of South Point, Ryan Growney. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
Yeah, we're getting close to the NFR, and obviously where you get to sit in December is probably the biggest party of all. How are things going? You getting ready? What's in the hopper right now? I mean, what's going down?
You know, there a lot of events. You know, you start planning 1 month out or 3 months out. NFR, we plan for all year long, right? I mean, we have to start talking about 2020 NFR before 2019 NFR ends. Last year is the first time we actually sold out the hotel prior to the, you know, we sold out for 2019 NFR prior to 2018 NFR ending, which I hate to do because guests that we have staying in our building don't have the opportunity to book next year. But it has become such a phenomenon between the team roping and the PRCA convention and all these events that people are booking earlier and earlier. And we got into a situation last year. We were in a little bit of trouble. We were in an oversold situation. We ended up being able to figure it out. But we have to monitor the room sold every day, all week long, all year long. And then obviously all the events between the catering events and the entertainment events and the arena events. It's a lot of work on an annual basis, but by far the best 10 days of the year for the South Point Hotel and Casino.
Well, so I'm just going to jump into a question. This is kind of coming from some people here in the office. Is Michael gone this generation's Benny Binion?
Michael Gaughan would kill me if I said he was this generation's Benny Binion. There's only one Benny Binion. And I actually never had the opportunity to meet the guy, but I have been around enough and heard enough stories where Benny Binion passed the torch to Michael Gaughan. Maybe a better way to put that, but I wouldn't say he's this generation's Benny Binion. The character, and you know, you hear the stories, you read the books, it's not a fair comparison. Now, his love of rodeo, I think, is very similar. Keeping the NFR traditions alive, I think, is very similar. But I'd never say he was this generation's Benny Binion.
All right, we're gonna take Benny Binion out of the room then. How about this? How about his commitment to the Cowboys?
That is that I think he did learn from Benny Binion. He's been taking care of Cowboys since kind of before Cowboys were really cool, right? I mean, back in the day, anybody with the PRCA card could come through the Gold Coast if they're traveling from one rodeo to the next and they need to lay over somewhere. They got a free room. They got a free night in the hotel. No questions asked. Just show your PRCA card. And I mean, that is something that is just because he's a friend of the Cowboys, always has been, not just the NFR contestants, right? People are always happy to take care of the NFR contestants, but any single bronc rider, bareback rider, barrel racer, anybody that has a PRCA card and needs a home, the Gold Coast was that spot for them. And he was happy to provide those individuals with that room because he knows that sometimes life up and down the road can be hard, and any help we can give, we were happy to give at the Gold Coast.
That's what started
this decades long friendship between us and rodeo cowboys.
Absolutely.
And cowgirls.
You know, that is so true. Me being on the road all the time, Rhino. You know, I'm just this Gold Coast thing. I remember my first year in the PRCA. I thought it was so cool. He actually used the poker chips, had like Randy Corley and Boyd and Bob and Hadley. You know, I still got a Hadley one. You know, we lost Hadley a few years ago. And he's always been a friend, and he is a friend, but he's also one of us, and that's the cool thing. And, you know, and you're counted in that too, of course. But tell us a little bit of history about the Gold Coast and how that got transferred over to the South Point.
Sure. So the Gold Coast is where that tradition started, I think. You mentioned that. I got two sets. We had $100 chips and $5 chips. Bumgarner, he showed up on a $5 chip. I don't know why.
Yeah. Because you didn't have a one.
That was 1999. We got Jake Barnes, Joe Beaver, and Oat Berry on a $5 chip. And then in 2005, they got bumped up to $100. I got Daryl Barron, Benny Binion, Cody Ohl, and Bo Pohamis. So pretty good company on those chips. But
yeah,
like you said, those are friends of ours, and we want to celebrate those individuals. And you know, a big portion of it is people talk about this halter collection, which right now, as we speak, I have to take TVs down off a wall so I can add to this halter collection. And Michael bought maybe 12 Bronc halters from a charity auction. I think it was Ted Groney, and it was, I can't remember, I think it was a Saddle Bronc rider that got hurt, and they did a fundraiser for him. I think that's exactly right.
Yes,
and so they auctioned off 12 separate stock contractors, donated a Bronc halter, and Michael bought it. And he says, what am I going to do with this? And I'm going to put it up on the wall. So we put up 12 Bronc halters. At last count, I think we're at 95.
I know, you've
so
turned the corner. I saw that
yep,
today.
We've turned the corner, and now, yep. And so right now they're installed. So we've run out of room on this. I don't know how long this wall is, but it's a big wall. But, you know, that's people are walking – normal people are walking down the Gold Coast hallway way back when and going, what the heck are those things? And to this day, a lot of people still don't – I explain every day. They say, what are those things? And you talk about it and tell them who it is. And now it's right next to the Benny Binion statue.
Yeah.
And it's right at the entrance of the Equestrian Center. And that's when the transition happened, is when the South Point opened. It went past the property of the Gold Coast, right? It went to the relationship of Michael Gaughan. Michael Gaughan merged with Boyd Gaming. They're a big partner with the rodeo as well. But when Michael moved to the South Point, or at the South Coast at the time, renamed it the South Point, separated from Boyd Gaming, he brought all those relationships with him. And those relationships were developed over decades. And so we brought the Halter Collection. And the other thing is, you can talk about your commitment to the Western Wire life. Well, Michael built a 1,200 horse stall, 4,600 seat arena and equestrian center. So we're not just cowboy during the NFR. We're cowboy 52 weeks a year. We'll do 44 weeks of equestrian related events in the South Point. So 44 weeks a year, if you walk around, there's cowboy hats. Now there's more cowboy hats during the NFR, but it's a commitment to the Western way of life. It's a commitment to that cowboy culture, and it transcends to our employees because they've been doing it so long in catering. When cowboys showed up with that PRCA card, you knew you had a home, and the employees were legitimately happy to see you. It's hard to fake, and the good news is we don't have to, we open our doors to those people, and when we see somebody walking the cowboy hat, we get happy. We know that you guys know that this is your spot, and that's just something that has been created since I don't know when the first year he started offering the PRCA at the Gold Coast, but it was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, you've saved a lot of cowboys with that. Tell us a little bit about the convention and stuff and what goes on there, you know, because I know that's an important part of our booking of rodeos and everything. And, you know, I mean, it's like no other.
It is. I mean, those 2 weeks, and we talk about it so much, I can pretty much go just off the top of my head. But so Monday night we do the Gold Buckle Gala, right, which is a wonderful charity event for the PRCA Hall of Fame. Tuesday night is the contestants' back number presentation, where all the contestants come in, they get their back numbers, they get their all the sponsors' gifts, their checks, everything they get. So we call it the road to the gold buckle. So we bring in a gold carpet. We have all the media represented, and the fans can come and take pictures of the cowboys as they enter into the property. And then Wednesday night we do the PRCA awards dinner, which has been sold out the last 3 years. I mean, we're talking over 1,000 people, plated dinner, all the awards that you receive on an annual basis. And for two of the events, it's for the PRCA convention. So we have 4 days of meetings, trade shows, all the rodeo. It's all the people that make rodeo go, right? It's the PRCA, it's the contestants, it's the stock contractors, it's the rodeo committees that are all gathered in one location to talk about things they do, things they want to do, things other people do to make the sport of rodeo better. So that whole first week, everybody in rodeo that you know, they either make their livelihood or it's their biggest passion and hobby for our rodeo committees. And it's just a bunch of people that love rodeo getting together for the Super Bowl, and it's a great time.
So okay, that's a lot just leading up to Thursday.
So what do you do in your spare time?
Well, plan for next year's NFR.
Exactly.
But okay, so we're talking about NFR, PRCA.
Well, there's also something that happens right there. Huge event. Give us some numbers on this World Series team roping. That thing is loaded.
This thing is ridiculous. Now, so the reason we sell out so early is because of the World Series of team roping. We would always sell out for the NFR because rodeo fans have become known for South Point being their home. But this guy named Denny Gentry started this thing, I don't know, 2005, 2006 was the first year at the South Point. I think he gave away $1.3 million and was a little, you know, a nice sized team roping. And he had some ropers come in and they'd rope some steers. Well, every year since then, he's added $1 million to the pot. So last year, we broached the 5,000 team roper number, 5,000 team ropers, and he gave away $13.2 million.
Good Lord.
It's become the third richest equestrian event in the world. And it's insane. I mean, these guys, they come from all over the world to participate for these prizes. And the amazing thing is these are cops and lawyers and horseshoers and businessmen and cowboys and ranchers. And they all come in, but they're all chasing that prize. So I'm a golfer. It would be like a bunch of us going out and we're just amateur golfers, right? We golf on the weekend, we get in some tournaments, but it's nothing huge. But you have the opportunity to enter a tournament, and because of the handicap system that Denny Gentry established, you have a wonderful opportunity of walking away with $250,000 a man for the top callback team that wins it. And so it's crazy. I mean, this thing all year long, people are trying to qualify for it. You have to qualify to get in. There is an open roping we're adding this year. That first Saturday, we're adding an open roping. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm hoping that's public information. I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, that's
but
all right.
So that prize money is going to go up because I promise you that thing will be sold out. If entries aren't already sold out, they're going to be sold out. And so we're going to be Saturday through the following Sunday. We'll be roping all day. They try to get that thing wrapped up at night to give the ropers a chance to enjoy the rodeo. But some nights we will go a little bit later. And it has just become – it's just amazing to watch this thing go. I mean, you go to a team rope, and there's not many people in the stands for the most part. But we have a 4,600-seat arena, and every day for the finale when we're giving away that $500,000 to the top-tiered team, we'll have 5,000 people in the arena watching this thing go down. And it's
awesome.
It's exciting, and it's electric, and there are people just everywhere.
You know, that is great. I remember a few years ago we even had bullfights there. I worked a barrel there, and you remember those days. And Denny is a great guy, and he is a fan of the sport of rodeo and team roping, and you got some pretty good guys. Tell us a little bit about, you know, after the old rodeo gets over with, everybody kind of heads to the old corner there, and tell us a little bit about that nightly buckle ceremony that you have there that's so phenomenal, and who might be playing this year.
Yeah, so we got – so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we already talked about. So we got nighttime activity all the days. And then Thursday, Friday, Benny Buck and Horse and Bull Sales going on. And then Saturday starts the team roping. And then team roping every day, all day. And then, of course, we have our Cinch gift show that goes on. It's a wonderful Western gift show that happens the entire time. Once the rodeo starts, though, it's pretty much the same schedule every single night. And that we have viewing parties. So we used to have a viewing party in the showroom, and then we had a ballroom that we did viewing parties on the weekend. We did Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday. And then we had to do viewing party in the showroom and viewing party in the ballroom all days. Now we do viewing party in the showroom, viewing party in the ballroom, viewing party in the Sonoma room, viewing party in Napa, viewing party in Brunswick, viewing party in Grandview. Every single seat is full. They line up at 4 o'clock to make sure they get a chair. And it's our Dodge Ram viewing parties. It's a wonderful experience. We put the scoreboard up. I've actually been to every performance of the NFR for like 13 straight years, so I've actually never attended one of my viewing parties, but this is what I've been told. They say it's a great time. I get lots of pictures, and it is every single night. Every single seat is full of rodeo fans, and they are into it, and it's just a wonderful experience because it's hard to get a ticket to the NFR. But this is the next best option, I think, because you're sitting there with a bunch of other rodeo fans. You're not just sitting in a bar by yourself watching the perf. You're sitting there with like-minded people. You're having a beer, and you're gonna have a great time if you're not able to get to the Thomas and Mack and get a ticket. But that's why all these casinos have opened their doors and do these viewing parties, and it's brought so many more people to town for the entertainment and for Cowboy Christmas and for the team roping and for all these other events, which is why in the Western culture, I think it's the best 2 weeks of the year in the entire country. But from an entertainment standpoint, then the rodeo ends. Then we do the Montana Silversmith Buckle presentation. So every night at 11 o'clock, and this is what's great. So the cowboy wins the round that night. They have to hurry up and get over to the South Point by 11 o'clock. So the winner in each round, each night, all seven events, plus the contractor that owned the livestock that had the high-marked ride of the night, every single one of them comes on stage. They get to talk to Flint and Randy Corley. You hear the stories. You hear the family. We've had proposals, contestants proposing to their future wives on stage. We have the kids and the grandkids and the great-grandkids come on stage, and you get to see the fact that rodeo is such a family affair and hear the stories behind the scenes. And then, of course, we watch the run from that night, and they talk about it. But the showroom just absolutely fills up, standing room only, because you get to get up close and personal with those contestants. And then there's a pretty good chance if you walk outside, you can have a beer with them in the casino right after the fact. And then right after that ends at midnight, we turn the stage over, and we have some great entertainment. So we had Cody Johnson for a long time. That was always – Cody Johnson and Aaron Watson were our two biggest names. We still have Aaron Watson, the opening 3 days of the rodeo.
All right.
Cody's moving on. He's moving on us. I've told him for 3 years, you got to go to a bigger room. You're just – you know, it's almost not fair to your fans because we couldn't get enough people into the room to watch him. He can make a lot more money. I told him, take the money. We'll be all right, Cody. I mean, it's not going to be quite as fun, but we'll be okay. So we got two new acts this year that we're really excited about. So Aaron Watson will open the first 3 days. Then we got Josh Ward in the middle, who's an up-and-coming guy that I've been listening to and I really like. And then a guy that I saw in person, got to hang out with him. He's a great dude. His name's Randall King out of Texas. He's going to close out the last 3 days for us in the showroom. I think all of them are going to be excellent. They're all a little bit different, so whatever a person's looking for throughout the course of a week, you're going to be able to get that type of country music, and I think it's going to be a heck of a party.
You know, so, man, you are loaded with information, Ryan.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about it. And your passion is tremendous. And how is it – kind of something we were going to ask you, but how has it been being a part of the new group for NFR? How is your new role? I mean, how are you digging this, being a part of playing a bigger role of the rodeo?
You know, a lot of people don't know. So I worked for a rodeo stock contractor growing up for 7 years. I was born and raised in Las Vegas. I didn't know the difference between a horse or a bull, or I didn't know anything. And a guy named John Growney finds me. Come 30 years later, we find out we're distant cousins. We've always told people we're cousins, but we never knew how because it's a long story. But we met at the Gold Coast 1 year. I was 10 years old. And he says, all groundies, when they're old enough to drive, come work for me for a summer. And I'm going, you got to be kidding. I get to go on the road and be a cowboy and go to rodeos. I'll never get to be 16 years old. Well, finally, I was 15 years old. He said, close enough. And I went, and they dropped me off in Santa Maria, California. I had two pairs of jeans, three T-shirts, and a really screwed up cowboy hat, and they sent me down the road, and we went every week, different town, different rodeo. All these guys that still come to the PRCA convention were there back then. I mean, they've been committed to their rodeos for that long, and I got to do that every single year for 7 years, all through high school and all through college, right? And then I graduated Georgetown University, and John, I love him to death, but he doesn't pay real well, so I had to go get a real job. I'll send it to him. I had to go get a real job. So I started working in the casino business, and I still got to see my friends during the NFR. They'd come to town, but that was about it. And then I got my role at the South Point in 2010. And the next thing you know, every single week I have people that I've known my whole life coming to the South Point and staying, whether it's involved in a horse show or it's rodeo or it's PBR or it's CBR or it's the collegiate West Coast finals, you know, UNLV rodeo that we put on here. And then, of course, during the NFR, we get to see all those people. And it's been wonderful to be reacquainted to those people because it has been a lifelong passion of mine. And I'm just so lucky to have landed in a spot that has such an integral piece of the rodeo. And then, of course, this year, it's kind of a great honor. I got put on the NFR committee. So there's members from all over, from different organizations in Las Vegas, whether it's Las Vegas events or other casinos or industry executives, plus all the members of the PRCA that form the NFR committee that gets together to make sure this NFR continues to be the greatest show on dirt. And I had my first meeting a couple of weeks ago, and it was a wonderful experience, and I look forward to committing myself to that committee and making sure the NFR stays great. This is a big year. Boyd Pulhamus, first year at the helm. I think he's going to do a great job for the NFR, and really looking forward to what the future holds for the National Finals Rodeo.
Nice.
I do, too. I think this is going to be a good – I mean, Sean Davis was the greatest ever, and I think Boyd – I think he's going to follow right along too, and you know, Boyd's going to be running the deal, but Sean's going to be somewhere peeping around the corner. You know that?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Boxing.
Yeah.
If Buck ain't going to let nothing go by, you know that. So
that's correct. And big shoes. Sean did it. What's 30 something years? And,
yep.
And look what he's done. It's a tough act to follow, but Boyd has committed himself to this thing, and I mean he's been with Sean for so long, and. You're right. Sean's going to be there, and he's. I know they talk several times a week. So I think the future is in good hands, and look forward to what that future brings.
Well, this has been good, man. First of all, thank you for jumping on here and chat with us. This was a plethora of information, for sure.
My pleasure. We always like talking NFR.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's obvious you're one of us. You know, that's the cool thing. Anybody worked for. John Grounding for 7 years, you're one of us.
Yeah.
Baptized by fire there, brother. I know.
I put my time in.
Yes, yeah. You did. You earned it. We already knew that, though. And thank you guys for what y'all do out there. That is central. That's
absolutely.
Rodeo Central.
No doubt. Yeah, there
it's
were
more than our pleasure.
You know, Cowboys weren't heading south Vegas up until Michael Gaughan showed them that way.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
It's very nice. Well, thanks for we know you're a busy guy, got a lot going on, and by the way, congratulations as you mentioned, you're going to become a father, so congratulations. Yes. On that, Ryan.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna kiss my 10-day-old baby goodbye on day one of the finals, and I'll say hello to her every night about 2 a.m.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you'll be up. Don't worry.
I'll take the 2 o'clock feed. And she said, you think after drinking and hanging out with all them Cowboys, I'm going to let you touch my baby? I said, all right, well, maybe I can look at her?
Supervised visits, I recommend.
Yeah,
for the first couple
I got
days.
Supervised visit for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank you. We're excited, and it's just going to make the rodeo and the holidays that much more special.
Well, nice. I'm staying out there, so I sure hope to get to run by there and say hi to you. And like I said, anybody in this rodeo business knows y'all, and thank you again, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Ryan.
Have a great day.
Later, man. For more information about NFR and Cowboy Christmas, please visit NFRExperience.com. All right, Robbie, that's it. NFR Extra, Episode 18, Ryan Crowney, GM South Point. Man, that guy's got a lot of energy. And, man, his passion for the rodeo business is, well, it doesn't show when you're listening, but you can hear it when you're listening on this podcast.
How about all that information about from going from the Gold Coast and like how the guys used to stay there for free if you had a PRCA card just to take care of the Cowboys, and you know, and then the Bronc Halter deal, you know, where they were actually helping Sundell out, you know, as he got hurt, and they had to actually turn the corner now with the Bronc Halters. And if you've ever been out there by the old Binion statue, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Go to southpointcasino.com and get all that information. Get your rooms early, unless you want to stay in the parking lot, because that place is going to be full.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, and wherever you listen to the NFR Extra podcast, whether it be on iTunes, Spotify, Google, just make sure to hit that subscribe button.
Gotta make it out to Vegas, where the big boys roam, with the Rovers and the Racers and the Bulls and the Browns, and the ladies in the skin-tight Wranglers and the cowboy hats.